Hello and welcome to Hospitality Mavericks podcast. I'm Michael, the founder of Hospitality Mavericks. We are on a mission to inspire leaders and entrepreneurs in the hospitality industry to create heart-centered and profitable businesses from the inside out, the kind that both employees and customers love and support. I'm excited to give you our second Hospitality Maverick podcast and wish everyone a happy International Women's Day, a day where we are celebrating female power and energy. Our second podcast features Mariam French, who is a truly inspiring entrepreneur who has worked with food and drinks for over a decade and now launching a new restaurant concept. Yes, you heard right. She's launching a new restaurant concept here in the middle of the perfect storm, when many other operators are closing units and restructuring their businesses. The business is in its early stages and she will open their first unit very soon, and we'll leave it for her to reveal the exciting details. We'll be finding out her story, the approaches to leadership she's taken and wishes to bring forward into her new business, and whether technology will be a part of her new venture. Welcome, Mariam. It's great to have you here at Hospitality Mavericks. I'm excited that we have the chance to hear about you and your new business. First, tell me your story, what you're about, where you're at, and where you hope to be going with your new concept.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, firstly, thank you for having me. I'm super excited about getting involved. So yeah, let me start by telling you a bit about our journey. So it's been one hell of a journey, an incredible one. And what we're trying to do is start a new and exciting fast casual restaurant brand. Specifically, what we're trying to do is take one of the world's most popular and loved street foods, which is sausages, and we're putting our little twist on each one, really to create a memorable and delicious dish for consumers. So the story really about how we kind of got to this stage was I went traveling around Europe with my wonderful chef, James, and we went around tasting and discovering these amazing different regional specialities of sausages, and we were just simply blown away by the variety and the quality of what we tasted. When I speak to and mention sausages to people are like, oh yeah, hot dogs, yeah, great, but actually this is far from that. This is really different what we're trying to do. Hot dogs are great and they have their place, but when I'm talking about sausages, I'm talking, you know, really high quality meat, the products are freshly barbecued. And our sausages are the true hero of our dishes. You know, the more and more I researched about sausages, I realized actually and came to find that it's such a fascinating category. I'm always blown away when I talk to people, you know, how many people have a little story about sausages. I know, Michael, you said that you knew the category really well. And that's similar to everyone when I speak to them, you know. Everyone has a childhood favorite dish, or they have a great butcher down the road and they always write down and scribble down on a piece of paper a local recipe or a family recipe that's been in the family for generations, or, you know, local regional specialities from where they're from around Europe or around the world. And really, we just want to celebrate this and create an exciting new brand around this concept and celebrate the category and, I guess, make sausages just an everyday delicacy that people can enjoy.
So to this very exciting concept. So I agree, we had the conversation because I'm originally from Denmark and we love our sausages in Denmark. Does this exciting concept have a name as we are right now, or is that still in coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a name at the moment for our brand. We wanted something edgy. We wanted something that would be memorable. And then obviously we needed something that we could then trademark as well. So our brand name is Exposed. Exposed starting with an X. And really, it's just because we believe what we're doing is we're uncovering and revealing the true potential and how great sausages can be to consumers.
Great stuff. So Exposed, as I understood it, you is going to open a restaurant unit, and you're going to open a restaurant unit when everybody else is either closing units or restructuring the business. Is that correctly understand?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, I think in the last few months, we've been reading about quite a few different businesses having some troubles. But what I'd say is, you know, back in 2009, you know, when there was all this doom and gloom, our sector didn't collapse, and our sector didn't, you know, it wasn't Armageddon in our sector. People will continue to eat out. They will just change the way that they eat out. And I truly believe that you can still open a restaurant now in tough times and see success. You just need to be relevant. You need to understand what consumers want. And you need to be sensible. You need to to run a restaurant like a business and have a basic understanding of that. Some of these brands I think we hear about that are finding times difficult, often you see there's a real trend with expansion too quickly, or they, you know, when they've expanded, they've lost their position of differentiation and they're not standing out and they don't stand for anything with the consumer anymore. So that's what's key, is I think if you can stand up from the crowd, offer something different, be authentic, I think anyone can be successful.
And I think you're touching on a very important point here. The Hospitality Mavericks, we also believe that there's no environment that detects your performance. It's all about what you do internally and how you actually prepare yourself for the perfect storm, as they call it right now in hospitality. So I totally agree on that view. So you have been working within food and drink for a decade, as I understand.
Yes.
Now. And some of the main lessons you have learned, I guess you're planning to bring them into your new business. And what lessons is that? And also, we think it's quite cool that you're not coming from the inside of the industry with directly experiencing operating in restaurants. You're actually coming from the other side of the table, more from the supply chain, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I will say is, you know, since I was the age of 15, I've always done front of house hospitality roles, as I'm sure most of us did when we were growing up to get some extra money, whether that be waitressing at sporting events, race courses, coffee shops, bars, etc. But when I left university, that's right, Michael, I actually ended up working for a global bakery business, a very corporate business, and I ended up heading up product and marketing for that business. And there I learned so much about large-scale manufacturing, sourcing, and product development. And it was really interesting because working in a large corporation and kind of selling to restaurants and pubs and coffee shops, etc., you learn so much about the other side, but you are also on that journey with those customers. So you feel their frustrations, you feel their challenges, and actually you're there as their partner to help find solutions for them. So I felt kind of I was riding the wave with them, but just from the other side, helping them find solutions. So it's not a totally different way of looking at it. Sure, I haven't run an operation myself, but I do have a certain awareness of some of the challenges that they would have. And actually, I would experience the worst times for them when they would come to me for those solutions. But I guess in terms of lessons learned from that side, I'd say the biggest one, and this really comes from working in a big corporation like that, is although you can learn a huge amount, one of the biggest frustrations working for a big corporate business is the lack of speed to make decisions. And in a food world, consumers' tastes and demands are changing all the time. And you have got to be able to react quickly to this to remain relevant. And that's I learned that very early on in working for that big corporation. And that's when I really decided I want to work on the other side and be able to make these decisions really quickly and react to what consumers want when they want. Because ultimately, let's face it, without the consumers, you have no business. We've taken that lesson on to what we're doing now. We've tried to stay true to that. And so whenever we've been developing our menu, we've done multiple consumer tasting groups whereby we gain feedback from groups of people on what sausages to have on the menu, what sauces should go with them, what combinations, you know, right down to what breads we should be using on the menu. And I think we tried over like 50 breads just to get to the one that we ended up deciding on. And that was all through feedback from consumers.
So I can hear you. So you have a journey on the other side, and that's sometimes very valuable when you go into the restaurant business. I totally agree with you with that. But have you had any challenges now that you hadn't been a restaurateur or a chef? I've heard a lot of people I've been, you know, working with or talking with within the industry, it's often difficult to get started if you don't have like that kind of connections into the industry. It is sometimes an old and dusty industry when it comes to some certain game rules.
Absolutely right, Michael. And that's been, I'd say, my whole journey has been full of ups and downs. And I'd say that's been definitely one of the more challenging sides of things is people hear the story and they see, oh, you haven't opened a restaurant. Oh, well, you can't possibly do this. Or, you know, that does often put barriers up. But so does life. Like, I don't know. I kind of see that as a bit more exciting that I need to prove to people that actually you don't have to follow the status quo, that you can open a restaurant business you know, it's not like I'm joining the restaurant world having no experience in food. You know, I think anyone can do it. Again, as long as you are truly passionate about what you're doing, you understand consumers, you listen, you observe, and you understand basic operations and how to run a business. So yeah, of course, it's difficult, and it continues to be difficult because I don't have an empire of past restaurants behind me. But I don't think that's going to stop me from opening it. You know, if anything, that makes it me more driven to make this a success.
Well, I totally agree with you. A restaurant is just another business vehicle, as many others. So touching on what you say when you have to work with a business, I think you said it indirectly, it's also about leadership. And I already know that from your past background, you have a lot of experience in different leadership positions. And that would, of course, impact the way you want to lead in the future. But how would you describe your approach to leadership and managing people, and especially when it comes now to, you know, rolling out, I guess, in the future, we are talking about a potential restaurant chain and the complexity that comes with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember very clearly my first management role at the last business. And frankly, you know, I'll be honest, I remember being so in over my depth. It's a steep learning curve, which unfortunately you can't read from a textbook as much as I tried and tried and tried. But it's one of those things that actually just comes with experience and gut feel and hard work, actually. But what I would say is your question about kind of management and leadership, I actually think there's a big difference in those two words, managing and leadership. And I think that's really critical. And both of them are really important for hospitality, well, for any industry, really. So managing is very functional, right? It's about, you know, helping your team stay on track, plans, targets, reviewing processes, structures, all that lovely stuff, which is incredibly important and really kind of the backbone to running a business successfully. However, leadership is something completely different. It's less tangible. It's not measurable at all. And actually, you know, may not have anything to do with the person at the top of the chain. So leadership for me was always about, you know, can I look at my team and say that I'm inspiring them, I'm driving them, I'm making them want more for themselves, for their team, that I'm really trying to engage with them, and that I want them that they want to work for me rather than I'm telling them to do stuff. And they're two very different things, right? One is very functional and one is more about your style, your personality, and how you inspire your team to better themselves and better the team and ultimately your company. So that's really always been my approach, is I've tried to make my teams think big. I always used to say, and everyone used to chuckle around me, my team, I always used to ask them, you know, every week when we had our little huddles, how are we going to change the world today? And that was always how I started our meetings. And that might sound silly, and everyone laughs when I say this, but honestly, that might only be a little change. But that little change, you know, firstly, make sure that's something you feel damn proud of. And secondly, those little changes impact and add up and make something really special.
Yeah, the compound effect of doing these things, you should never underestimate that. And I think that's very core. So taking that very unique, I would say it also is a maverick approach to leadership and actually putting people first in a way. How do you see that going into the hospitality industry, which is an industry known for high turnover employees, sometimes challenges getting managers and keeping managers? How are you going to take those kind of, you know, philosophies and implement into your business? Have you thought about that, or is that still too early to be clear about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, you know, without your employees, you have no business, as well as consumers. So they're your two biggest, I guess, areas that you have to nurture. And with your people, I guess it's making them feel valued. It's making them feel like they have an input in your business and that they have a part of that ongoing future success. And more practically, it's enabling them to be able to do their job. And to an extent, especially in our sector of hospitality, is without being too military, I guess, it's making sure that you have processes in place so that people can do their job and do it to the level that you expect. You're not throwing people into a kitchen saying, that's the menu, get on, do it, and good luck. But if you mess up, we're in trouble. So I guess it's this fine balance by making sure they're involved in the ongoing future of your business, but also making sure that they've got those foundations, that they know what to expect, and they have a certain level of process there to be able to succeed in that role, whichever role that might be. That might be grilling, it might be just simply wrapping sandwiches, it might be just clearing tables, it doesn't matter. But as long as they have a clear role and they know what's expected, they can succeed in their job and feel proud.
So principle, what you're saying is that there's a, from we started talking about leadership, we said you need to have a very high standard of on your leadership skills, but also you need the management and operations processes or systems to create this consistency throughout your business to both make the employees feel excited about being there, but as well as the customers.
Exactly.
There's been a lot of talk recently, and I actually saw an article yesterday from the CEO of Open Table talking about women in leadership in the hospitality industry. Do you think there is a lack of women in leadership position within the hospitality industry? Do you think it's important? What do you think that women can bring that men can't bring into the industry?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just an issue in our industry, right? Women just simply are not equally represented at the board level around the world, whether it be in business, but also politics. And this is really scary. But going back to kind of our industry, I'm always blown away, actually, when I read articles about, you know, the most influential lists in hospitality and restaurants and how male heavy they are, you know, and that's scary. But I do feel that there are changes there. You know, I'm delighted to see more and more fantastic female restaurateurs being praised for their work. And I think this is changing, but you're right. There is still this kind of male heavy focus from our industry, but there are changes and there are people there, both men and women, leading that change to get more women into senior positions, into big positions in this industry.
Yeah, because I don't think it's about being, as you say there, it's not about being female or male. It's more about the energy, in a way. What kind of energy do you lead with? And you need both, in a way, I believe, to actually get some great outcomes, both for your people and your customers, because that's where you get the best synergy, in a way. So I totally agree on that. And I also see that it's not this only this industry where these challenges is. So moving on a bit from leadership over to technology, because that's another thing people talk a lot about, is like the secret ingredients for either saving your business or getting success in your business in hospitality in the moment. And if you go to different trade shows, you see a lot of technology solutions. Do you see technology as a core element of you launching your restaurant business? And is that going to be part of your operation model when you start out?
Yeah, I mean, technology generally has been an absolutely fantastic change to our industry, right? And I'll expand on that a little bit. What I mean is it's increased visibility and accessibility for people and is allowing some super convenient solutions to be provided for time-strapped consumers. And that's fantastic. And it's fulfilling this kind of I want it now demand. So if you want to order from your local favorite restaurant, you can open an app and order it right there and it'll be with you in 20 minutes. I mean, that's just fantastic. But ultimately, I think it's not black and white. It's not all about technology in this industry. Hospitality, for me anyway, is more than just that. It's more than just functionally kind of getting your calories and getting your food. For me, it's about being welcomed, hosted, and experiencing something new and different. So I don't think technology is the be-all and end-all for our industry, and I don't think it's going to wipe out face-to-face interactions completely. And for us, specifically in our restaurants, we want that interaction to be really key. We want people to come in. We want people to feel our energy, to feel the happiness from our staff passed right through to our consumers as well. So for us, in the start anyway, we are heavily focused on the experience and the hospitality of our staff in the restaurant. Even though it's fast casual, you can still offer that great experience. But, you know, we'd be a fool not to embrace technology as well. So, of course, we'll be looking at technology platforms for ordering, pre-ordering, etc. But I do think there's a real importance to be put on that face-to-face hospitality, that experience that you get from our sector.
Great. So what you're saying is that as I hear you say, technology is a tool to help you to do the heavy lifting of normal, you know, tedious operation processes. It can make you work smarter in a way. It's not going to take over the running of your business, or the experience is still very human-centered in a way.
That's what I think anyway. And I'm sure there are some concepts that are focused around, you know, I guess, robo-restaurants, if you like, if that's a term. And that probably has its place, you know, for a certain consumer need state. But for me and for our concept, hospitality and that interaction and experiences a focus for us at this stage.
So going on to touch on another area. So you're building a hospitality business from the ground up. I guess you must have some entrepreneurs and leaders either within the industry or outside the industry that inspires you and you copy some principles from. Who are they and why do you think they are so successful?
That's a really hard question. And I do, I'm going to say something a bit controversial here in that I think sometimes it's in our industry especially, it's a little bit too much about individuals and egos. And And for me, it's such a hard question because I will have so much respect for different ends of the spectrum, right? So I really admire my local baker who has a tiny little bakery down my street. He's built his family business up from scratch and he's now a household name in my area. So I have so much respect for that guy. But then I have so much respect for another person that may be the founder of a multinational fast casual burger chain who's now created a successful empire of restaurants. It just varies. I'm going to say who I respect the most in our industry is people that actually are getting involved in leading this movement of making great food more accessible. I'm a big fan of informalizing the eating out scene. And I love the fact there are concepts out there that are challenging this old world thinking that you need to spend hundreds of pounds to eat an incredible meal. I would say I have so much respect for those people creating amazing market stalls, pop-ups, those street vendors, casual dining establishments who are serving vibrant, incredible, interesting, unique food. That's who I really respect at the moment.
Well, I think that was a very good answer. I cannot add anything to that. I think that was very good. So before we always, what I do before we end interviews, I have a last question I ask about. So you're on a journey, you learned a lot. If you could give one advice, only one advice to somebody that wanted to start out the journey you're on, what would that be?
I would say the biggest learning is don't be afraid to reach out to people for advice, help or tips. At first, that can feel really daunting, just kind of, you know, just cold reaching out to people. But what I've come to learn is there's a lot of people that want to help and a lot of people that want to know what you're doing and want to give advice. So, and that's what I've done. You know, I've reached out to as many people as I can, asked for advice. Sometimes I don't get an answer, but sometimes, you know, people will meet up for a coffee and just give me some advice and tips and help. And if anything, it's just nice to hear someone's story and hear that they were in your position X amount of years ago. So I'd say don't be afraid, reach out, ask questions. Yeah, because ultimately building a network is always great and there is so much help out there.
Well, great. Thank you for that advice, Miriam.
You're welcome.
And that's all. Thank you very much for coming on our interview today.
Thank you for having me.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you, Miriam, for sharing your journey and thoughts on the industry in today's Hospitality Maverick podcast with me, Michael Tingsley. Tune in next time for another industry interview, and in the meantime, find out more about us at hospitalitymavericks.com. Thanks for listening.